Federal authorities are investigating whether Yale University has failed to effectively handle complaints of sexual harassment and assault on campus. The inquiry comes just as Washington has spelled out higher education's new legal obligations when responding to sexual violence. Diane Orson of member station WNPR has our story. And first, a warning. It contains language that some listeners may find objectionable.
Vice President Joe Biden announced the federal guidelines during a speech at the University of New Hampshire earlier this week. He said when it comes to sexual abuse, it's quite simple.
No means no. No means no if you're drunk or you're sober. No means no if you're in bed, in a dorm, or on the street. No means no, even if you said yes at first and you change your mind. No means no.
But this is what Yale students pledging to the Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity chanted about rape as they marched around campus last year.
No means yes, yes means anal.
The no means yes, yes means anal incident was posted on YouTube and is just the latest in a string of female harassment on the Ivy League campus, says Yale junior Alexandra Brodsky.
The year before that, members of the fraternity Zeta Psi held a sign up in front of the Yale Women's Center that read, "We love Yale sluts." And Yale took a very long time to make any statement on what had happened.
Brodsky is one of 16 current and former Yale students who filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights, describing a sexually hostile environment on campus. There's also testimony by students who allege the university failed to respond appropriately to personal incidents of sexual violence. Yale officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but say the university will cooperate with the federal investigation. In a statement, the school said, "Sexual misconduct is a serious issue on many of our nation's campuses." S. Daniel Carter of the nonprofit Security on Campus says that's why Washington is clarifying for schools their legal obligations.
It's very important for institutions to not make it more difficult than it needs to be to protect their campuses from potential predators and to protect victims from re-encountering their assailants, which causes a hostile environment and all too often forces the victim to be the one who leaves school or loses out on educational opportunities. And that's the central crux of Title IX and why it applies here.
Title IX is the landmark civil rights law that says schools receiving federal money cannot discriminate against women. According to the U.S. Justice Department, one in five college women will become a victim of rape or attempted rape. But student perpetrators often face little or no punishment from school administrations. It's the job of the U.S. Education Department to regulate those administrations. And Peter Lake, a professor at Stetson University Law School in Florida, says the new guidelines mark a policy shift.
The Department of Education has awakened from a long slumber. Now they're intervening to get people's attention and to change the culture.
Back at Yale, student Alexandra Brodsky acknowledges school officials aren't culpable for incidents of sexual harassment or assault.
They're culpable because they haven't responded appropriately. There's a feeling that we live in this space without any sort of responsibilities to each other sexually, without any repercussions to these actions.
Investigators begin interviews at Yale in the coming days. The federal probe is expected to last 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven, Connecticut.
More in a minute from NPR.